Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. We're going to be talking about some of the passages in the Scriptures about Jesus reclining to have a meal. It is a frequent reference throughout the Scripture of Jesus actually having a meal. There's, in fact, 33 different references to where either Jesus reclined for a meal or, for example, when the large crowds gathered, he had them recline for the meal. Let's look at a passage, for example, in Matthew chapter 11. It says that John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon, verse 18. Verse 19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified, he said, by her deeds. Why was Jesus referred to as someone who was a glutton? Obviously, he wasn't a glutton. What they found was that he frequently liked to recline for a meal. Now, we have the most famous event where he reclined for a meal, and that is at the Last Supper. Leonardo da Vinci has painted the Last Supper in more of a contemporary style, where those who are around Jesus are sitting at a table. But that's what we would do today. Back then, and even in parts of the Middle East today, they don't sit at a table. They recline on their left side. If you can kind of imagine the scene of the Last Supper, this is how it would look. A U-shaped table with the host in a prominent place. Jesus was no doubt the host of that particular meal. He had made prearrangements for a place large enough to have him and his disciples there for that Last Supper. And as they are there, Jesus is reclining. The head is toward the table in the middle. There are three couches around in a U-shape, that table in the middle where the food is. The head would be toward the food. They would be laying on their left side. Their feet would be away from the food, and their feet would never show the bottom of their sole toward another person. John, in that passage in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, was right next to Jesus. And right next to Jesus was also Judas, who ultimately betrayed him. Peter was in another position, because you remember it was Peter who motioned to John to ask John, ask the master, who is it that's going to betray him? And that's when in John chapter 13, verse 23, Jesus was there, and John leaned over and put his head on his chest and asked him, Master, who is it? Is it I? And Jesus then said, it's going to be the one to whom I give this sop of bread once I dip it. And what he did was he put the bread in the oil, the olive oil, and he dipped it, probably with hyssop, and he gave it over to Judas. Now, when you do that during a meal, it is the ultimate sign of friendship. It's the ultimate sign of healing. That was the moment that Judas had to ultimately change his mind. But instead of changing his mind with that gesture, what Judas should have done is reciprocate and give that bread also dipped in the olive oil also to Jesus as a reciprocal sign of friendship. But no, as we know the Scriptures, he went out and betrayed Jesus. Why did Jesus recline with these disciples and with others? Well, let's look at some of the verses. For example, this is from Mark chapter 14, verse 3. When he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head. You remember that story? She was able to do that because Jesus' head, as well as the others who were reclining for the meal, was pointing to and very close to the food, where they could grab the food with their right hand, lean on their left hand, and they would have a very relaxing meal while they're reclining. The feet would, of course, be away from the table. And so this woman approached Jesus' feet, and that's when she broke the alabaster vial. And the perfume filled the room, and she poured it over his feet, and then eventually wiped his feet with her hair. And she eventually poured it over his head as well. This is how that scene worked. Here's some other passages. Luke chapter 7, verse 49, those who were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this man who even forgives sins?" Mark 2, 15, "And it happened while he was reclining at the table in his house, and many tax collectors and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them, and they were following him." We know, for example, that tax collectors and sinners, he often invited them for a meal. Sometimes he was in a home with a tax collector, or with tax collectors, they realized that he was there and they got around the table to dine with him. John chapter 12 in verse 2. "So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him." Just like in a restaurant, you have someone serving. In this case, it was Martha serving the guest, and Lazarus, her brother, was reclining there with Jesus as the others were dining. You remember also when he talked to the religious leader who was upset at the woman who broke the alabaster box and ultimately wept over his feet and dried them, how he had never done any greeting like that, and this woman gave her all. Why did Jesus recline at a meal? I think it really reveals a character about Jesus. It reveals that he liked fellowship. And one of the best ways to have that intimate fellowship is to have a relaxing meal where they would recline around the meal and they would enjoy the time together. It's no doubt a time where Jesus would instruct not only the disciples, but he would also talk to the tax collectors, those who were cast out of society, those who actually committed fraud on their neighbors by skimming money off the top of the taxes that they collect, those who were what were called sinners. These were the people that were lower class in the religious leaders. What it reveals to me is the character of Jesus, not only then, but now. He wants intimate fellowship with you, and that's why he reclined at these meals so frequently, because it was not only a time to develop that intimate fellowship, but it was a time to extend forgiveness, grace, and knowledge of his heavenly Father, of the Father who ultimately sent him to give his life for everyone. Jesus wants that intimate fellowship with you. This year, as you begin a new year, I encourage you to recline with Jesus, to take times where you read the scripture, read them slowly, read them in bulk, read them at different paces. Take some time to pray and take some time to just contemplate and get away from the hustle and bustle of your daily life. No matter how busy you are, you have time to recline with Jesus. That is, to enter into intimate fellowship with him. That is what he wants to have with each one of you. For more information, you can go to covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.